You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
This is 80-something podcast.
Banzai! Banzai! Banzai!
Banzai!
Hey, where's the beat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go
Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Be it to each other. And party on, dudes!
All right. So what's biting, what's bugging you about Short Circuit episode? Is it bugging or is it just Dave, you're awesome?
No, not Dave, you're awesome. I'm sorry.
Oh, hell, dude.
No, Dave, you are awesome.
Oh, wow.
However, I'm going to have to disagree.
Fuck. Okay.
Heavily with Short Circuit.
Huh.
With your take on Short Circuit.
What did I?
No, it's great. You love it. That's fine. I think it sucked. I think it was. I thought it was terrible. I think Ally Sheedy's acting is horrendous in that one.
Huh.
I think she's forced. I feel like she's forced the whole time. She's overacting in a role that doesn't need to be overacted. And then the Johnny Five has. His dialogue is, I know he's a robot, okay? But the dialogue is ridiculous.
I wasn't expecting this at all.
It's totally hard to listen to. When you played the trailer.
Yeah.
Or the part when they do the dancing.
Yeah.
To More Than a Woman.
Yeah.
The dialogue between them is freaking painful to listen to.
I was totally not expecting that.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? The thing is, I didn't realize it until you played a couple of clips from it that I didn't like it that much. I thought I liked it when I was younger. So this is one of those movies that we always talk about. Does it hold water now? Right?
Right.
This does not. This, like, just the short bits that you played, the clips, just the trailer – and the clip of the dancing scene. I was like, oh my God, that's horrendous. That's terrible. And then Fisher
Stevens.
Stevens, thank you. Okay. If you tried to pull that off today,
yeah,
there would be a huge community that would be highly offended by his.
Yeah, they're very, very not politically correct at all, or
yes,
incorrect.
Not at all. Like, it's almost like putting on blackface.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's really bad. Like, you mean you couldn't find a real Indian or Pakistani guy to play that role?
But
Fisher.
But I think I mentioned I didn't like his role in that.
No, you did mention that. You didn't like his role, but right. And I'm just
kind
I'm
of for that reason.
That.
But
yeah, it's just it should be like very offensive to a lot of, I don't know, Middle Eastern nationalities. I don't really know what he was. I mean, he could have been Indian or Pakistani or something around there. I would guess Indian.
So, I mean, in the mid to late 80s, I mean, everybody was into this robot craze. I mean, were you?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because that was the hook in for me was, you know, you had all the home electronics where you had, like, you know, the big tracks, you know.
Big track, yeah. That's first thing.
I had my Armatron. I absolutely loved my Armatron. I wish I still had my Armatron. One of these days I'm going to run into one of those at, like, a thrift store, and I'm going to be like, sold. Right next to, you know, some kind of Wonderful, which I still look for.
I still look for that too for you, buddy.
One of these days.
Every time I go to Winn-Dixie or whatever, you know, they have the little tiny rack of, special movies, $3 yeah. or $5 or whatever. I at least eyeball everyone that's on the front of the thing because they're always all mixed up. There's never any rhyme or reason to it.
Right.
But occasionally I do go through and I go and flip through, like, you know, 8 or 10 of them just to see if I get like a twofer, you know, like a double rom-com or something.
Right, right.
Like I'm buying it either way.
Yeah. So I go to Savers, which is a local, like, thrift store or whatever, and I always go over to the DVD section just to look for it. But yeah, I mean, back to Short Circuit.
So the robot. Yes, yeah. If I like the robots. Okay, yeah. So here's a couple of robots that I did like watching. Saturn 3.
Okay.
Do you remember that one?
No.
Okay. I might have been 1980. Farrah Fawcett. Might have been Farrah Fawcett Majors at that point.
Okay.
Farrah Fawcett, and I cannot remember the lead role. I think it might have been Michael Douglas. They're out on a space station, and Saturn, and there was a robot, and he was almost like a Terminator size robot. He looked kind of Terminator like, actually.
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas, not Michael Douglas. Kirk Douglas, his dad. Yes.
Harvey Keitel was in that.
Oh, I forgot about that. I can't picture him. It mostly took place on this, just a space station was just mostly, it was Farrah Fawcett and Kirk Douglas. I don't remember Harvey Keitel. But anyway, that robot was really cool because he was kind of like, he was leading up to the Terminator version of things. Like if you see the what it looks like, and maybe catch a trailer or something, you might be able to see it too.
Okay.
And then I had one in my mind just a minute ago, and it's another robot. Oh, RoboCop.
Okay. So you're more of the, you know, you want your robots to be rough and tough and killers.
Yes.
Versus, you know, warm and cuddly.
You know, which is what the potential of shorts of Johnny Five. By the way, dude, I heard that freaking song at Lowe's today.
Who's
after
DeBarge?
Yes.
Perfect.
Right after I listened to the podcast.
Nice.
I got done with it. I listened on the way to church because it's, you know, it was like 15 minutes, and that's about what it takes me to get to church. And Chrissy had gone in to serve beforehand, and so I met her there, you know, because she goes in early. And so I put it on my headphones and I listened to your podcast on the way there. And I'm like, oh my God, this is terrible. Blah, blah, blah. You know, and then you mentioned the DeBarge song, Johnny.
Who's Johnny?
Who is Johnny?
Yeah.
And so I get done with church and we drove separate. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I got to pick up a new blade for my skill saw. And so Lowe's is right on the way. So I go into Lowe's. And I'm walking around and the music's usually like just there and you don't really pay attention to what it is.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of in the background and they're always playing just random stuff. And it suddenly dawns on me. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Who is Johnny by DeBarge. And I'm like, I haven't heard this song in a long time, like probably a couple of years. Several years.
Yeah, I haven't heard that in forever.
It might be on the 80s channel occasionally, but I don't remember hearing it for, you know, at least the last 3 to 5 years.
Right.
So for me to listen to your podcast today and hear that you mentioned that song and then it to be on like an hour later on the overhead speakers at Lowe's, it was just, I'm like, wow, that's really bizarre.
That is totally bizarre.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't like the movie.
Oh, wow. See, that is just...
No, I can't say I didn't like the movie because I think I liked it back then. I don't like the movie now.
I gotcha. Don't agree with you, but okay.
That's okay.
Yeah,
We don't have to see things the same.
Yeah, exactly.
And I really did think Ally Sheedy was... Her acting was just way forced in that one.
Wow.
Okay. Just too over the top forced, yeah. All
right.
So I want to wrap it up because I've been getting a headache for like the last half hour or so.
Okay.
So I need to hit the sack soon. I'm glad we were able to get it started a little bit earlier and it was a shorter episode.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai Danielson!
Bonsai!
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 Very special.